Okay, we may as well let me tell you before we start. I've not come here to make a laughing stock of. I've been asked to come here for the management, for whom I have the greatest respect. Asked to come here to entertain the ladies and gentlemen, get laughed at for the multitude. It's a nice thing. Yes, I'm surprised at you, Agnes. Come to a pretty part. I say, come to a pretty part. Hard affair. I am here alone. You are men here. Oh, for heaven's sake, this is it. I may not be good to look upon, and I may not be of the upper crust, but I'm thrifty. Whatever induced me to do it last night, I don't know. But when the landlady opened the door to me, I touched her on the head. Oh, as soon as you know what, miss. You know, I'm getting to the sport. I'm learning to get off friends whilst they're going. My people ought to be nice about that. You know, I'm learning to squeak, too. You haven't heard of that friend. First of the ladies thing out. I'll explain. You have to meet a lady in the street. See, have it off. Yes. Well, goodbye. Goodbye. Sweet. I can do it with the left hand too, but he hits me every time. You know, I believe if I could keep a small port wine down, I'd do something different, I would really. I joined the dramatic club for the way. Thought that I'd raise the tone of the play. The piece it was called, I've forgotten the name. Ah, I remember. The Girl Without Shame. I was a hero, both fearless and brave, and I had to rescue a girl from a cave. So I entered the cave full of hope, and the sight that I saw, oh, great fun. He was dressed up in seaweed. I said, save yourself. And from it all,